This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got John Beeson on right here, 9-year NFL veteran, former linebacker, NFL analyst. Big John, what's up, man? You got Taz here and you got AB. What's going on, man?
What's going on? How's everything?
Good. All good, Chief. Listen, speaking of Chiefs, let's talk about it, man. What'd you think, man? Chargers, Chiefs. Hell of a game. I mean, Chargers with this awesome comeback on the road, not too shabby.
No, not at all. You know, every once in a while you get a gift from the football gods where we have to get a good competitive game. You know, I love watching it. It's prime time, and seeing the Chargers go out and get it done. That was a big question. So it was a great comeback and an exciting game.
John, is it possible that the Chargers are the best team in the AFC?
Well, I think they're the most complete. You know, nowadays, you watch teams defend, it's like we're just pawns, you know, based on the rule changes and everything. It really boils down to who's scoring the most points. But every once in a while, you get a team that has balance. You know, offensively, they score points. They can run the ball, even though, you know, they're banged up minus Melvin Gordon. But at the end of the day, man, if you're going to go far and win the whole thing, you got to be able to stop somebody. And they slow down the Chiefs just enough to get it done.
Yeah, and, you know, John, you're right about balance. I completely agree, man. And we see that what the Chargers, where if you look at the Chiefs, I mean, awesome offense, right? Explosive. Mahomes is awesome. Great weapons. We know awesome athletes. And their defense, not to rag on them, but, you know, it's just not the same. We saw the Chargers, right? Now, I know you can speak on this from a defensive standpoint, right, dude? They came up the middle on Mahomes. They forced him out of that pocket, right? That's what you want to do with a guy who could go back in that pocket and go straight drop back, right? Bring that pressure up the middle.
Yeah, I mean, he does a great job rolling out, especially to his right, and making plays. But, you know, anytime a quarterback is forced to make a play off schedule, it plays into the hands of the defense. We saw that when they turned the ball over in the game. But he is such a dynamic player that you just want to keep pressure on him and force him to do more. You know, all the weapons that he has at his disposal makes his job easy. Andy Reid being a great play caller, but
right.
he wants to go out there and kind of ad lib and show people how great he is and how strong his arm is. And you know, for the most part, it's been outstanding this year. It's one of the better stories of the 2018 season.
John, am I nitpicking when I point out that the Chiefs have lost to the three best teams they've played this year? This Charger game last night, and the Pats and the Rams.
No, you're not picking at all because, you know, all of those games came down to the wire. But, you know, you guys know just as well as I do that it's very hard to beat a team twice.
Right.
A lot of times it's good to you know, to win the battle during the year in terms of seeding and whatnot. But, you know, can you win the war in the playoffs? So it's going to be tough, especially if you have to go in the Arrowhead. But, you know, I'm sorry, San Diego. L.A. is already proven.
But everybody does it.
It happens, man. It's a part of your DNA, right?
It sounds weird.
We're
talking with John Beeson, NFL, a 9-year NFL veteran, former linebacker, NFL analyst. Hey, John, so if we shift gears and we talk about Kirk Cousins, man, you know, he's making a lot of bank, as you know. He's making loot. I hate to say it this blunt, man. You think he's overpaid or what? Did the Vikes make a mistake with him? I mean, break it down for me. What do you think?
You know, it doesn't happen often when a quarterback gets tagged twice and you say, well, why didn't they just pay the guy?
Right.
You know, he's not a first-round pick, so you stole for, you know, the scholarship years, 3-4 years that you had him at your disposal. And now all of a sudden you look at him and you say, well, what's the deal? Why did Washington let him go? And it's like he almost seems to not show up enough in those big moments. And it's unfortunate, but it's the quarterback market. I think that, you know, even though they paid him a boatload of money in terms of what's guaranteed, it's still a short term. They didn't want to have him forever.
Right.
John, though, I think if I had to pick somebody, they're the most disappointing team in the NFC, the Vikings. I thought for a long time they'd figure it out and go on a run, but here we are in week 15, and that run just doesn't appear to be happening.
Yeah, not at all. You said, well, they got the quarterback now, right? Like, Case Keenum was the guy who couldn't get it done and whatnot. But as good as the defense has been, they've been a little inconsistent because we expect them to be the best in the league with all the names and the guys they have over there. And for whatever reason, man, they can't finish. And it's going to be tough. I think that they still might squeak in because of that half game going to save them against the Panthers and everyone else who's chasing for that last wild card spot.
So, John, just mentioned the Panthers. I was fixing to ask you about the Panthers, you know, with Cam Newton and stuff. They're sitting at 6-7 right now. So, I mean, I feel like there's just something, you know, missing. Like, I don't know if you feel.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on it?
You know, covering the midseason, you know, I still having a ton of friends that still play. I mean, the captains, the guys who are the face of the franchise are still good friends of mine.
Right.
And I've been retired now 3 years. Now, they're all long in the tooth, right? Follow time, it seems to be catching up. But they're still playing at a high level. When I say that, I'm talking about Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis, Cam Newton, Ryan Khalil. Obviously, Greg Olsen had the foot injury for the third time. In the last couple of years, so he's done this year. But you know, it almost felt like there was a little bit of arrogance on the part that they felt like they would always fix it. You know, when they started the 5-game skid, now it was like, you know what, we've been here before. I trust my veterans. You know, if you're Ron Rivera, not that that's what he was saying, but
right.
You couldn't put your finger on it, and you say, well, oh, they'll get it done next week at 15. Oh, they have to beat the Browns. Or they have to beat the Bucks. And they just continue to slide. And Cam Newton was having a great season, an MVP caliber season.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, he got into that Tampa Bay game, and he started to force it because he was trying to do more because things were bad.
Yeah, now he's got to deal with the Saints on Monday night.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm going to attend that game because, you kind of pencil it in and say, hey, that's if you're going to go to a game, that's the one you want to go to.
Yeah.
And you know, the Saints are rolling. Obviously, they had a little hiccup last week, but it's going to be a tough game. And the way the South usually, you know, pans out, the better teams usually split in the division. And, you know, the first team to 11 wins usually wins the division. But it should be a good game. I don't think that they're going to lay down. But even if the Panthers do manage to beat the Saints twice and have to beat the Falcons at home, and get to 9-7. It's still going to be tough with that half-game lead that Minnesota has.
John, I wanted to ask you about Carson Wentz. I don't know if you saw or read or heard what Emmanuel Acho said yesterday, but the former Eagle said he had his own issues with the Eagles training staff and kind of, you know, sarcastically like wished Carson good luck, you know, staying healthy and getting healthy. You had a different kind of issue over injury status when you were in Carolina with David Gettleman. But, I mean, how often do issues arise between player and team where maybe you guys don't think the team is actually looking after you the best possible way?
Yeah, we use the term loosely in terms of, you know, a player being the franchise player. And obviously Carson Wentz is. He plays the franchise position. But there's other players, you know, on any given team, like Fletcher Cox, for instance. Like, they need him to win.
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, certain organizations, they feel pressure to win. And you think that every organization does, but when I say pressure, well, I'm just saying, oh, let's just make it look good. We all keep our jobs. You know, you win 9 games, everyone's pretty happy, right? You had an upward trend. When you're one of those marquee players, the pressure from the medical staff for you to play is so high, and you feel that. And a lot of times they need to protect the players from ourselves because we want to be the tough guy. Hey, I went out and I played through this and we got it done and, you know, whatnot. I was injured and I still got it. I still went out and had a great game and helped my team win because that's how we're wired. But sometimes you got to protect guys from themselves. Kind of like what's going on with Cam Newton in Carolina with his shoulder. Cam has to play for them to have an opportunity to win. And that's just what it is. Now it's all this pressure for the organization and the coaching staff and everybody to keep their job that, if Carson Wentz doesn't play, okay, do we have a chance?
Right, right.
Yeah, they have a great backup.
Right.
Carolina does not. So I think Wentz has obviously been injured. He's been playing injured, and it's accurate that he's been throughout his career looking much like the next big thing before his ACL injury last year. This year he's been inconsistent and not accurate. So you knew something was there. And the fact that they're sitting them down now, that they're out of it, it's probably a little too late. But you hope that they do right by him and let him take all the time he needs because he's a great player.
No, he definitely is. And you know, he would have to deal with that defensive line if he was to play of the Rams.
Yeah,
exactly. Dude, I'm assuming you might agree that's the best D-line in the game right now, right? Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, you know, it's funny how you look at it. You'd say, man, Aaron Donald is maybe the best defensive tackle ever.
Right.
And the reason why, you know, he's leading the league in sacks is because of the guys next to him, right? You still have to worry about Sue.
Right, yeah, no doubt.
So it's making his job, it's making him transcend the position, which we've never seen a defensive tackle do, since Warren Sapp led the league in sacks. So it all works together, man. You want to have a guy on the outside rushing the passer like they went out and got Fowler.
Yeah.
It all kind of works together, man. I've been on great defenses. As good as I thought I was always appreciative of the guys around me.
John, is Aaron Donald a legit MVP candidate?
You know what? I think that you know, we need to kind of change the way we go about winning football games. And be honest, it's not so much about what position you play. Obviously, the quarterback has you know, more implications on how the outcome of the game is determined. But this dude is year after year, you go to Pro Football Focus, he's raised out as the number one player in football, and no one's ever talking about it
right,
because he's a
right.
defensive tackle. Just call it the way you see it. He's playing his position at such a high level that he is the best player in football and do something out of the box and give him an award.
All right, John, listen, we appreciate you coming on. John Beeson right here, and NFL 9-year vet. John, we appreciate it. Dude, I got to ask you a quick question. You're still hitting the weight room a lot, bro? I mean, because I know you always jacked. What's the deal, man? You still hitting it hard?
So now I don't train. There's a big difference between training and working out. I boutique workout, right?
All right.
I get on my bike. I put my sweat top on.
Nice.
I don't get my heart rate over 90.
Nice.
You know, I watch first tape.
Nice.
Sometimes I skip over and watch, you know, skip and Shannon go at it because they are entertainment. And next thing I know, I've been on the bike for an hour. I do some push-ups and body weight squats.
So you're not, bro, so you're not doing like five plate sumo style deadlifts.
No more of that. that's over. It's about longevity.
Me
now.
Too, bud. Me too. I hear you. All right, man. We appreciate it, John.
All right. Anytime, man.
Thanks, John.
That's John Beeson right there, 9-year NFL vet, former linebacker, NFL analyst. Good dude.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.